Welcome, everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive into something that's been getting a bit of buzz online, Purevive.
Ah, yes, the weight loss supplement.
Exactly. And I wanted to talk about it because, well, I've actually been using it myself, and honestly, my experience has been fantastic.
Really? Personal experience is always interesting.
Yeah, really great. And actually, before we even get too deep, if you're curious right off the bat, there's a special discount link for Purevive just for our listeners in the description below. Seriously, check it out.
Good to know. So tell us more about your experience then. What stood out?
Well, the main thing obviously was the weight loss. It wasn't, incredibly dramatic overnight, but it was noticeable and steady, like encouraging progress.
Okay, steady progress. That sounds sustainable.
It really felt like it. But what honestly surprised me more was the energy. I just felt more energized throughout the whole day, and
Well,
not in that like wired, caffeine jittery kind of way, just a natural, sustained energy. It was pretty great.
that's a common goal for people, isn't it? Beyond just weight loss.
Totally. And kind of a bonus, I actually noticed my skin looked better too, sort of brighter, healthier. Maybe it's linked, I don't know, but it was a nice side effect.
Interesting. And what about the supplement itself? What drew you to it?
A big part was that it's all natural. Plant-based ingredients. I saw that mentioned in some articles that it's free from artificial stuff, stimulants, harsh chemicals. That was really important for me.
Right. The natural angle is definitely a key selling point they emphasize. Things like moringa, turmeric, ginger root are often mentioned.
Yeah, exactly. Those kinds of things. And the whole idea behind it, focusing on brown adipose tissue, BAT, that really clicked for me.
Ah, the BAT activation theory.
Yes. The concept that it helps your body sort of burn calories more efficiently by boosting this good fat. It felt like a smarter approach, maybe, working with your body, not against it.
It's definitely a mechanism that gets talked about in the context of newer weight management ideas. Converting white fat to brown fat for better thermogenesis, essentially.
Right. And honestly, taking it was super easy, just a capsule, no complicated meal plans or anything like that, which is another thing I think was highlighted as a plus.
Convenience is always a factor.
For sure. So yeah, overall, a really positive experience for me. And again, if anything I'm saying resonates and you're looking for something natural, that link in the description has special pricing.
Yeah.
Definitely worth a look.
Okay, so that's a very positive personal account. Now, looking at the information available, like from various sources online, it does paint a picture of, let's say, diverse experiences.
Okay, that makes sense. Not everyone's body reacts the same way, right?
Exactly. While there are definitely reports echoing your experience, people mentioning significant weight loss, feeling more energetic, even improvements in digestion or mood.
It's like the Rachel from Illinois or Melissa from Texas examples sometimes cited.
Precisely, those kinds of testimonials. They highlight those positive outcomes. But it's not universal.
Fair enough.
But let's touch on those ingredients again. The sources do list quite a few, things like luteolin, kudzu, holy basil, white Korean ginseng, Amur cork bark, propolis, quercetin, oleuropein.
Wow, yeah, a whole blend.
Right. And each is purported to have certain benefits. Luteolin as an antioxidant, kudzu maybe for metabolic support. Holy basil is often seen as an adaptogen for stress.
Okay.
White Korean ginseng for energy. Amur cork bark for digestion and bloating. Propolis with antioxidants, quercetin too, and oleuropein from olive leaves, also linked to BE and heart health. So the idea is a synergistic effect.
It sounds like a lot of thought went into the combination, trying to target things from different angles.
It appears so. And the formulation is also often flagged as being non-GMO, vegan-friendly, and free from common allergens like dairy or soy. Plus, there's mention of scientific backing for some individual ingredients, like studies on moringa or turmeric, suggesting certain health benefits, though maybe not specifically for weight loss in this exact combination.
Right. Context matters. It's interesting to hear the breakdown, though. For me, the results speak for themselves, but it's good to know the thinking behind it.
Absolutely. Understanding the why is important, and some analyses even look at overall sentiment online, trying to gauge public perception, which seems generally positive but mixed.
Okay, so positive, but maybe with some caveats or differing results out there.
That seems to be the picture. Which leads us to, well, the other side of the coin. It's important to acknowledge that there are complaints filed with the Better Business Bureau, the BBB.
Ah, okay. What kind of things?
Generally, the complaints seem to revolve around the product maybe not working as expected for some people and issues with getting refunds. It's worth noting the company isn't BBB accredited.
Right. So some dissatisfaction there.
Yes. Over the last 3 years, there's been a certain number of complaints filed, and a portion of those were closed in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
We're not taking sides, just reporting that this feedback channel exists and what's generally being said.
Got it. And what about like forums, Reddit, or places like that?
Similar situation there, really. If you look at discussions on platforms like Reddit, you'll find a mix. Some people share positive stories, but others express, well, skepticism.
Skepticism how?
Some report not losing weight or even gaining weight. Mm. Issues with refunds pop up there too.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, you do see some comments calling it a scam.
Wow, okay. So definitely a range of opinions.
Definitely. Again, we're not endorsing those views, just reflecting the spectrum of discussion that's out there. It really highlights how differently supplements can affect people.
It absolutely does. And it probably underlines the importance of, you know, talking to your doctor before starting anything new like this.
Always. That's standard advice for any supplement. A healthcare professional can help you figure out if it's appropriate for your specific situation.
Good point. So if someone is considering it, despite the mixed feedback, what about returns if it doesn't work out for them?
Okay, so looking at the official PureVive returns and refunds information, they state they have a 90-day return policy. That's 90 days from when you receive the product.
90 days seems pretty generous.
It's a decent window. The main condition is that the product needs to be unused and returned in the same condition you got it, with original packaging.
Unused, so you can't really try it and return it if it doesn't work.
That's often a point of confusion with supplements. Based on the typical wording unused and in the same condition, it usually implies unopened bottles. You'd need to clarify their exact policy if you intended to try it first.
Okay, that's a really important detail. How does the process work?
You apparently need to go to their website, download and print a specific return label, then you ship it back.
And who pays for shipping?
The customer is responsible for the return shipping costs. That's pretty standard.
Right. And then how long for the refund?
Once they receive and inspect the return, they say refunds are typically processed back to your original payment method in about 15 days.
Okay, so there is a process, but maybe some hoops to jump through, and the unused part is key.
Seems that way. It's always best to read the policy very carefully yourself before buying anything.
Definitely good advice. So wrapping things up, PureVive, it's a natural supplement aiming to help with weight loss, mainly by focusing on this BP activation idea.
Correct, with a blend of plant-based ingredients.
And for me personally, it's been a really positive experience. The weight loss, the energy, even the skin boost, it really delivered. But as we've discussed, experiences out there seem to vary.
Indeed. Positive reports exist alongside complaints and skepticism.
So it really underscores that supplements aren't a one-size-fits-all thing. But if you are curious, based on the potential positives and maybe my experience, that special discount link is still in the description. It's a good chance to try it at a better price.
And that actually leads to a good final thought for you, the listener. Considering everything we've touched on, the natural ingredients, the Beatty science, the varied user reports, the return policy details, what factors do you personally weigh most heavily when deciding whether to try a new health supplement? And what more would you want to know to feel confident?
Ooh, that's a great question to ponder. Really makes you think about your own priorities and approach to health. And one last time, folks, if PureVive sounds interesting, check out that special discount link in the description below. Thanks for joining our deep dive today.